Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Put the gift to use. Let us talk about the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the closing days of Jesus' mission here on earth, especially before he returned to heaven, he talked a lot about the Holy Spirit. On one occasion, while speaking to the disciples, he told them that he was going to use them to tell people about him, why he died and came back from the dead, so that people will repent and experience the forgiveness of sins. He asked them, however, to wait for the promised gift to arrive, and that the gift would be about power. Luke 24, verses 45 to 49. In his final moments before he left earth, he said the following: "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Acts 1, verse 8. There's something significant about this gift that Jesus spoke about. There are two sets of persons, or probably three, who receive gifts. The first set are people who receive a gift gladly, and some are even surprised. They consider the gift special, significant, and they decide what they're going to do with the gift. They're going to put it away to be used on special occasions. That is how special this gift is to them. Those persons in the second group receive the gift and they are very excited about it. They make a decision that they will use the gift, but because it is not an ordinary gift, they choose to use it carefully because they don't want to damage the gift. They don't want it to finish too quickly. The third group of people, they are excited about the gift and you know it. They put the gift to use right away. They use it precisely for the purpose it was given. They use it often because they want to experience the difference that this gift makes. They show their appreciation for the gift by using it for the purpose it was given. The Holy Spirit is a gift, and Jesus said that this gift is one about power. He made it clear that the gift was going to make a huge difference in the assignment that the disciples were going to embark on. They were going to carry out the mission of telling the world about Jesus and to be effective that people will be so convinced that they will accept the gift of eternal life. In other words, the disciples knew the assignment that Jesus was leaving them to carry out, and they could start to do what he told them to do right after he was taken up to heaven. But they remembered he said, "Don't do it with your power. Rather, let me send my power, my supernatural power, that will totally revolutionize the way you will do what I'm asking you to do." Well, the gift came. It came on 120 persons. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Acts 2, verses 1 to 4. Okay, so how did that experience of receiving the gift go? That very day, some people heard the strange thing of these ordinary Galilean disciples speaking in languages that they know that those guys did not learn. That was enough to arrest the attention of the people around. Peter stood up and he preached a sermon that at the end of the sermon, the crowd asked, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter told them confidently that they had to repent and be baptized to receive the forgiveness of sins. 3,000 people repented that day and were saved. So let us look at the gift more closely. The gift of the Holy Spirit came upon these 120 persons. And right after that, one of them, Peter, he stood up and he preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. And look at what happened. 3,000 people became Christians. The gift of the Holy Spirit can come in different forms. At your birthday party, you might get a gift in your hand, or the gift might be delivered. Sometimes your birthday gift could come through the post office. However, the important thing is that the gift is received by you. The gift of the Holy Spirit can arrive in different ways. In the case of Timothy, Paul's protege, the gift was given to him when Paul laid hands on this young man. Paul says, "Fan the flame, Timothy, use the gift." Then he explains, "For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline." 2 Timothy 1 verses 6 and 7. Timothy, this is a gift to be used, and start using it right away. You have received the gift to enable you to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do not be timid, Timothy. Do not keep quiet about sharing the gospel, Timothy. Do not think that you do not have the ability. Don't be shy. To be timid or shy is to waste the gift. So Paul told him that the gift that God has given, the gift that Jesus promised the disciples, is a gift about power. This gift gives you power to tell persons about the forgiveness of sins. You need that power. This gift demands that you love the people who you are going to tell about the forgiveness of sins. Jesus loved the world that he gave his only begotten. He gave his life so that anyone who believes on him will receive the forgiveness of sin. You have to love the people who you're going to tell about Jesus. And thirdly, this gift does not function in arbitrary ways. You control the gift and you use it wisely. Do you want to be effective in telling people about Jesus who has come to save them from their sins? Do you want to engage in that great enterprise? Then you can ask God to send the gift, and you receive the gift gladly. And what should you do with the gift? The gift of the Holy Spirit will give you great power to share the gospel in formal or informal ways. And remember, there is no fear when you are using the gift. Jesus is counting on you to use this gift to accomplish a great thing, to get more and more and more persons to accept Jesus into their lives and to receive the forgiveness of sins.